All right, here I am with Greg from Frequent Miler. I'm Drew from Travel is Free. Actually, I should let you introduce yourself. I don't know what things might come out that are inaccurate if I introduce you, but so why don't you go ahead?
Okay, my name is Greg. I write the blog Frequent Miler, and I've been doing this full-time for about 3 years now, and I don't know. I'm just, Drew and I became friends probably about a year ago or so, and looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, so I just want to talk about, I wrote down a few things to ask you about, mostly out of personal interest, and I figure that would be the most interesting thing, less canned. So I'll ask you about, you're doing some 5X with the Discover. I didn't actually read that post yet, so I figured I would just ask you about it. The Fortnite free benefit is sounding really cool, so maybe there's some interesting discussion around that. Redbird, just because it's kind of your thing right now. Yeah. And just a couple other things, maybe mention portal alerts. So would you say that you're a manufactured spend blog, by the way?
You know, I've never thought of myself that way, but a lot of people have categorized my blog as that. And I certainly do cover manufactured spend topics often.
Right.
So I don't mind if people want to describe it that way. But for me, the reason I got into manufactured spend in the first place was because I wanted ways to earn status without traveling as much. My company at the time that I worked for, I had issued a no travel decree. And so we were to have all our meetings on the phone. And so I started looking into ways to earn, to keep my like airline status, for example, without flying. And so.
And it was Delta, right?
That's right. I live near a Delta hub, and I've enjoyed the perks of status, and even more so now that I can get very high level status for myself, and I've been getting top tier status for my wife just through credit card spend.
Right. So are you still somewhat loyal to Delta, or do you consider yourself a Delta flyer? It's kind of funny. At all the events, they're like, you know, I'm American Airlines. What are you? It's like, I don't know. I just get the miles from the credit card. I don't really care.
Right. Right. Well, it's hard to say I'm loyal. I like Delta a lot for a number of reasons. One is that they, from where I live, there's nice, convenient flights to just about everywhere. And that's something that obviously is particular to where someone is as to whether that would be true. Yeah, another reason is they run a good airline. You know, they're comfortable to fly on. They tend to be on time. If you're flying to a hub, the bags come out often before, like if you actually check bags, the bags come out often before I even get to the belt. Like, right, I'll literally be in like first class, flying back to Detroit. You know, so I'm one of the first to get off the plane. I walk to baggage claim and my bag is right there. Pick it up with, you know, barely stopping to
see. These are the things though that like people who like Delta mention, because for me, all I care about is the amount of effort I have to put forth to get a free flight. And when you talk to someone who likes Delta, it's like, well, you know, when you get on, the ambiance is like really nice, and it's just like, okay, well, this is a different discussion than,
well, yeah, I mean, the experience,
things I care about.
Right, the experience matters a lot to me, and sure. And so being able to keep elite status, especially without flying. So the key why I talk about without flying, I do fly Delta a lot, but often on award tickets, so those don't count towards adding status. I don't have to worry about that because I know I can keep status just through credit card spend, and you can't do that with any other airline.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And you have you have a post on earning elite status, like shortcuts to elite status or something like that, I think it's called. So if people are interested.
I have a series where it's called like manufacturing Delta elite status, manufacturing Marriott elite status. So, you know, pick your, well, I don't have all chains, but I have the ones that are kind of easier to earn status through credit card spend are on there. So Hilton, Marriott, United a tiny bit.
So. I don't want to be too assuming, and I'll just, actually someone commented saying like, man, you need to list acronyms when you write, which is probably a good point. Luckily I didn't say MS this time, but manufactured spend is still not obvious. What, do you have like a short description? It's just earning miles for money you didn't spend.
What is manufactured spend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just ways of increasing credit card spend and getting most or all of your money back. And, you know, the reason for doing that is because credit cards give you rewards through spend. So, you know, if you could get the money back, then you can spend any arbitrary amount and get all the rewards you want.
Right.
So that's all.
And so I guess that leads into Redbird, right?
Yeah.
So what's the status of Redbird? And maybe right before that, explain what Redbird is.
Sure.
Big question, I guess.
So Redbird is a prepaid reloadable card that is available at Target. Not all Target stores carry it. Only certain stores in the United States have them. And it's really called the Target Prepaid Red Card. Target also has two other red cards. They have the credit red card and the debit red card. But
yeah, I guess that's a good thing to explain because we don't want people going in and asking for the Redbird. Get a funny look or two.
Exactly. Redbird came out about 8 months ago and it's on the same platform as American Express Serve and American Express Bluebird, which is a collaboration between American Express and Walmart. This one's a collaboration between American Express and Target, and they're all on the same platform. So as a result, each person can only have one. They can only have one Redbird card or one Bluebird or one Serve card. So you have to decide which one you want. And that's led to people like, you know, having their favorites and arguing vehemently about why theirs is better than the others.
Right.
They all have pluses and minuses. But
it's like everything in this hobby. But So Redbird, it used to be able to be loaded with a credit card. So the idea was you could swipe your credit card, earn miles, and then pay off your credit card with the same thing. But that's no longer true, right?
Right. And it was a beautiful thing, too, because American Express gift cards also worked. So you were able to click through an online portal to get cash back, buy American Express gift cards, take them to Target, and load their full value onto the red card, and then log on to your red card account and say pay bills, select your credit card company, the one that you use to buy the Amex gift card, and pay it off. And then you know, you have that full circle. You're actually not only earning credit card rewards, but you're also earning extra cash back from the portal. So it was crazy lucrative and easy, just incredibly easy to do as well. But as of May 6th, Target stopped accepting credit card reloads. So they switched it. Now they explicitly say debit cards or cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the current status of the debit card is that the registers allow all MasterCard or Visa gift cards that have pins, one way or another, have pins that can be used so you can use them as debit cards. They all work to load the red card. That is, the register allows it. There are stores, there are lots of reports of people going into stores and being told, no, sorry, you can't use a gift card.
That's not in the computer side.
That's right. It's totally up to the cashier. So in general, if that happens to you, you want to try another cashier or try another Target store. And it hasn't happened to me once in the Southeast Michigan area, but there is one store that insists on seeing that your name on your payment on your debit card matches the name on your driver's license and matches the name on your red card. So that store I just avoid now because it would only allow me to load my one red card. I actually am managing seven of them right now.
That would be the one store where Marathon Man's name embosser would be practical. It'd be the one time he actually would need it.
Right. If he could name emboss his red cards as well, that's the thing. So the way people get around the limit of only having one is that they encourage friends and family to sign up, and then
right, that's true.
That's what I did, and so I managed seven total cards. That one Target store I'm talking about, I'd only be able to load one of those seven, the one with my name on it.
And assuming your debit card was available or being used, right. But so the steps are. Now, to get a Redbird, which you have written about, to get this red card, but it's a particular one, and then you, instead of using credit card to load it, you need to use your credit card that earns miles or cash back to buy a debit card, a gift card that says debit on it,
right.
And then take it and load the Redbird. So this is good for any, I mean, it's just like Bluebird. I couldn't think of the daggone name.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's like Bluebirds now, so it's not quite as lucrative. And it really depends on whether or not you can get a good bonus on the gift card you're buying, because gift cards have huge fees sometimes.
Right. And so, either are you getting a good bonus on the gift card, or are you willing to spend the fees because maybe you're just trying to reach a minimum spend threshold on a new credit card, and so you're willing to cough up a bit on the fees. Or again, if you can buy the gift cards with American Express gift cards, then it's not as lucrative, but you still generally earn more from buying the Amex gift cards than you spend in the
Or if you have a card that's earning 5x, right? So,
absolutely. Then it's well worth it. Sure. So the math is the same now as with Bluebird and Serve, as far as you have to buy a Visa or MasterCard gift card and then you go reload it.
Mm-hmm.
Redbird still has a big advantage, though, which is that a lot of stores, particularly where you might earn 5x. Sell just vanilla branded gift cards.
Right.
And those don't work at Walmart, but they do work at Target.
And the other benefit is that the limit is higher, right?
No, the limits are the same.
Okay.
Yeah, Bluebird, Serve, and Red Card are all limited to $2,500 per day of reloads and $5,000 per month.
Okay.
Serve has the additional advantage. You could load up to $1,000 per month with a credit card online, but it's only
15 with Soft Serve, whatever that is.
Right. They now, unless you have Soft Serve, which is no longer available. So.
Oh, is it really? I never bothered because it's a Droid thing, isn't it?
It's only people who already signed up for it still have it. So it's kind of, so if you have it, you probably know the limits. So I don't feel the need to talk about that. But Amex Serve can only be reloaded now with American Express credit cards, and their own credit cards no longer earn rewards when you're doing that. So you're really best off using something like a Fidelity Amex, to reload Serve online, because that is both allowed and gives you rewards because it's not issued by American Express directly.
So one thing that kind of made me hesitate to switching to Redbird, I've never used it, is just the last time when I switched, I guess, I don't even remember now, I think it was from Serve to Bluebird. It was quite a while ago. It was a pain in the butt because you could only have one, and I did shut the other one down, but it was still, you had to wait 30 days or something. I think it's gotten a lot easier now. Am I right?
Yeah. First of all, when they tell you you have to wait 30 days, that's usually not true.
Oh, okay.
But The other thing is, now I believe all three cards, if you log in and click on your profile, scroll to the bottom, there's an option to close the card. So yes, things can still go wrong, and when things go wrong, you'll regret doing this, but usually the process is as simple as max out your $5,000 limit early in the month, log into your account, go to your profile, find the close account button, shut it down, and then you should be able to actually, like a minute later, register a new card.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you do want to switch to Redbird, then, or Bluebird, or whatever it is, you can do it pretty easily. The limit with all of them is $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And Redbird, you can load at the target with a debit card. Serve, you can load a little online and with a credit card. And so anyways, I'll move to Discover. You had a post about 5% cash back or 5x on the Discover card. So I don't have a Discover card, so I'll let you sell me on this. I didn't read the post yet.
Okay. So I actually have a series of posts now on the Discover Double Cash promotion that they're doing, which, you know, I feel like in this hobby, we see maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe three or four really exciting big new promotions a year that are to me really worth getting excited about. And I actually think this is one of them.
Wow.
You know, Discover is saying with certain of their cards, the Discover It card, the Discover It Miles card, and the Discover It, I forget what the other one's called, Discover It Chrome card, that if you sign up for this promotion, you get all of your rewards after 12 billing cycles, all the rewards you've earned will be doubled. And that's with Discover It Miles, that's excellent. I mean, because Discover It Miles earns 1.5% cash back everywhere. So at the end of the year, once you get doubled, you've gotten 3% cash back across the board. That's excellent. But the really exciting thing to me is the Discover It card, which has access to the cashback portal, which will let you get, you know, for example, they regularly have things like 10% cashback at Sears or a lot of other stores. And
we need to back up and explain what is this promotion that's doubling the cashback. Okay. How does it work? You enroll and everything you spend within a certain amount of time, or how does this work?
Yeah. So if you sign up for a Discover card now, you'll automatically be enrolled in it. And all it is there's nothing you have to do. You just earn rewards the normal way you would earn rewards, however that is, just using it for spend. Or you know, using whatever kind of promotions they have for earning rewards. And then after 12 months, they'll double all of those rewards you earn during that period.
With 12 months in the calendar, I mean, in the lifespan of the card, it's not a calendar thing?
It's 12 billing cycles once you're enrolled in the promotion.
Okay, so wow, that's fantastic.
It really is. And if you already have a Discover card, you can... What I find really amazing is it's not just a sign-up bonus. Is that if you already have a Discover card, you can call up and they'll let you enroll as an existing member.
Right.
And the way it'll work then is they'll say, all right, the promotion will start with your next billing cycle. So, you know, if you call up today, your next billing cycle starts July 3rd. That's when all the rewards you earn from then on for 12 months will be doubled.
Earn as in a post or from spending, I assume?
I'm assuming it's actually based on which statement they post in.
Okay. So it would be the previous spend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. it is a little confusing. And I think it'll be any spend starting July 3rd, because I think it'll be when it's dated. But where it gets really confusing is with the when you earn Discover cashback rewards through their portal. I'm assuming actually the date that they base it on will be when the portal actually credits your account, not
I see why you made the purchase.
But I'm not at all sure about that. It'll only really matter when you get near the end of the 12 months.
Okay, so this is just a credit. This is kind of a lesson in, like, you know how sometimes you see a post and it's like Qatar, best use of Qatar points or something. I'm not going to click on that because I don't have any Qatar miles. Qatar, excuse me. Yeah, it's just kind of like, I don't have a Discover card. I know some people have been doing awesome things with it. But this is kind of a lesson. You should just read all frequent miler posts, right? So
yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because I have noticed that the readership of this series has been pretty low, but I've continued to plug away at it because it's what I'm personally excited about right now. And so I'm going to just keep going with it.
Right, and I've noticed that about you. If you're excited about something, you keep posting about it, and you'll post updates about it, which is usually an indicator that it's good and that I should ask you about it or read the post, but I was too lazy. But
sure.
Well, I guess that's a little bit different, just because I felt like, you know, I can see if I post two posts in a row on American Airlines, you know, best use of American Airline miles, and the next one is stopover on American Airline miles. It just won't do as well as if I wait a month. But a lot of the things, you know, might be hot deals or updates that are really relevant, and so you should post about them.
Right.
None of my content, I guess, is time relevant. So, but okay. So this is pretty cool. Let's walk through this. And I guess this is just now a bonus for the first 12 months of any Discover card. I mean, of the Discover cards you listed, you automatically are enrolled. All the rewards are doubled for the first year.
You're automatically enrolled if you sign up now. If you already have a card, you have to call to enroll.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So, are there any good Discover sign-up bonuses right now? Or they don't have that 40,000 one, do they?
So the best is simply getting a referral from somebody, and then you get $50 Discover cash back, but that'll be doubled as well. So it's really $100.
That was my next question. That's awesome.
Cash back. And I don't think there's any spend requirement. I think that's on approval.
Okay. So actually, I remembered that they did have a 40,000 point bonus. I signed up for it and I got declined.
For Discover? They had
I swear to you, I got declined.
So that's strange in two ways. What are Discover points when you say that?
And I don't know. It was the Discover Miles card, I think, and it just said 40,000 whatever.
Got it.
But I was so annoyed I got declined.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you heard me talk about this earlier, but I got declined for a Chase card for the first time. And I shouldn't say it's the first time I've gotten declined. It's like the first time I got declined, I recalled, and they still said no.
Right.
And yeah. It was the Amtrak card. And it was like the last day you could get the Amtrak card. And I had been writing about it, but I had just been waiting. So I'm like, man, this Amtrak card is awesome. You can transfer 1 to 3 to Choice. And Choice is awesome because of these reasons.
Right.
And even though I have been writing about it, I'd kind of drug my feet on getting it. I applied for it. And, you know, normally it's just like, oh, you have 10,000 on this card. Let me move 5,000 of it over here. And I did not get the Amtrak card. It was actually Carrie's name, but I mean, our credit's basically the same.
Did you sign up for another card that same day, or another Chase card, or
not another Chase card?
Just that one.
Actually, no. I think it was the Ink Plus and the Amtrak. But I think I was just going too hard for too long.
The reason I asked that is I also signed up for the Amtrak card right around then
I remember.
What happened was the link had disappeared to the card.
Right.
And so that scared us, but then someone found a zombie link, so we published that, and I was like, I better jump on this now while it's here.
Right.
And that turned out to be good, because that also disappeared like the next day.
Right.
In my case, I signed up for both the Amtrak card and the Sapphire Preferred because it had been more than 2 years since I'd gotten the bonus on that one. The Amtrak card was instantly approved, I think.
And you signed up for that one first?
I did, yeah. Sapphire Preferred was declined, and when I called to try to get it approved, I heard sort of different stories from different reps because I called a couple times.
I called three times, yeah.
Yeah, but one of them told me that there was some kind of marker on my account saying that I could only get one card per month, which, you know, if that's true, is a brand new thing I'd never heard of before. And she actually let me pick. She said, would you want the Sapphire Preferred or the Amtrak?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that really surprised me. I chose to keep the Amtrak just because it was no longer available. And she said I could try again with the Sapphire Preferred like the next month if I wanted to. I haven't yet, but
yeah, and that was the annoying thing. So it was just no with the Amtrak card. So I was like, I'm gonna wait until it's been like 29 days after the application and call again. And they were like, you know, I'm sorry, it's still a no, but you can just apply again. And you couldn't. So it's like, well, if you let me, but
yeah.
So have you read about the new reports of people with the Chase Sapphire Preferred and Ink Plus? And
yeah.
So yeah, Doctor of Credit posted about it. Someone linked to that, and that's, he had a good post on it. But it seems like a lot of people aren't getting the Chase Sapphire Preferred after 24 months anymore.
Right. Yeah, it does seem pretty clear they're kind of cracking down on people who are signing up for lots of cards. Right. And
I try to play it nice with Chase, actually, because they have so many great cards. I try to do my spending all on them, like just natural spending, like day to day. And it's funny that you have to clarify such a thing.
But, right.
And then I also check with them, which is now kind of a pain because, you know, I'm always traveling, so Charles Schwab is better. So anyways, but I still leave it open because I want to be on good terms. And so I haven't had any problems until then. But anyways, it was just disappointing because I wanted that. So let's get back to Discover. The Discover card, one of them allows you to get bonuses through the portal. Which one is that?
Discover It.
So Discover It has some good portal bonuses.
Right.
And so can you give me an idea of what some of those bonuses are through the portal and how that works really quickly?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the specific numbers vary over time. They do promotions and whatnot. Right now they're still doing a dads and grads promotion, and they have a bunch of stores that are higher rates than usual. So
okay.
Normally any store on the Discover portal will be at least 5% cash back, which is really good to begin with.
Right.
Right now, a number of them, Sears, Kmart, Lenovo, many others are at least 10%. And then there's some that go up to about 20%.
Okay, so you could potentially get 40% cash back.
Yeah, and that's if you can't double dip. If you can double dip, you could potentially get 80% cash back.
Oh my Lord. So this should be a... Have you posted about that? Am I like...
Just this morning, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is a quick plug for portal alerts, right? What are portal alerts?
Well, portal alerts just every day will show you which portal rates have gone up or down. There's no analysis given or any indication of is this good or bad. It's really more for the people who are really into portal shopping
might be really helpful for the next 12 months of a Discover
maybe
user.
Discover portal is a little different. A lot of portals, the reason I did portal alerts is a lot of portals have these 1 day or 2 day promotions that you really want to know about as soon as they happen, obviously, because you only have a day or two to do it. I haven't seen that with Discover. Discover tends to do like, you know, 2 months long is their promotion. So
2 months of 40% cash back before the double dip. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So
what am I buying? This is the next step. So I have the Discover IT card. I'm going through the portal. And what am I buying? Like, let's just give an example of maybe what you outlined in the post today.
Sure. So I'll start with a simple example, and it's well known to work, this stuff, is with Sears. So Sears, if you click through the portal to Sears, which is at 10% right now, and you buy gift cards, you will get Discover cash back from that. And the reason I'm sort of emphasizing that you will get it is that most stores, that doesn't work. You really have to do experiments to see, does buying a gift card result in cashback or not? Not all of them work.
And you have a page where people, called the laboratory, where people are posting their successes and failures. And you do a lot of that yourself.
Yep.
So we can find a portal that's giving, or maybe it's on portal alerts, but maybe it doesn't need to be. We find a portal that's giving 10% cash back with Discover, and we can go to the laboratory and see, are people successfully getting points for buying a gift card?
Right. And generally, if something works with one portal, it usually works with others as well. So if you go and check to see whether, let's say, clicking through to Kmart and buying a gift card, whether that results in cash back, you might see someone reporting their experience with the Advantage e-shopping portal. And chances are, if they were successful with that portal, probably the Discover portal would be successful too.
Right.
It's not guaranteed by a long shot, but that's the general trend.
And you know what? This is what I say about buying a gift card in the first place. If you see something and you're not sure how it works, you don't have to go look it up on Flyer Talk. Especially if it says debit card on it, you know, worst case scenario, you can go buy a money order, right? And then cash that out in your app or whatever. So worst case scenario, if it says debit, then you can cash it out for a very small fee. So it's worth trying. And in the case of 10% cash back, the upside is pretty big. So you try it once with $500 or $200. And then, so let's just say you are getting the cash back through the Discover portal. Let's keep going with the Sears example, right?
Okay. So Sears, I'm buying a Sears, either there's three forms that can be in: an e-gift card, a physical gift card by mail, or you can reload an existing gift card,
whether it's
an e-gift card or a physical. All three of those have been proven to result in cash back. So then you've gotten your 10% cash back from the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And then a simple double dip is where there's something at Sears that you want to buy. And in this case, because Sears gift cards also work at Kmart and also work at Land's End, you can actually, if you have something you actually want to buy at any one of those three, you could find the particular store in the portal, click through to it, and buy that thing that you want to buy, pay with your gift card, and get another 10% cash back.
I see.
So now let's say you were buying a new microwave oven from Sears, you know, just pick something out of the hat. Now you've got 20% cash back, plus at least 1% from your credit card buying the gift card. Could be 1% to 5%, depending on whether there was any kind of category bonus going on for Sears purchases.
Sure.
And plus, when you buy the microwave, you're earning Shop Your Way rewards points, assuming you're signed up for Sears rewards. Those are usually just 1%, but depending on promotions, that can be much higher than that. And so let's just make the math easy, though, and just forget most of that and just say you're at 20%
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure.
End of the year, it's doubled. And so now that becomes 40% for something that you theoretically were going to buy anyway. Now you got 40% cash back. And it gets kind of cooler, too, because Discover cash back is it can be redeemed for regular real money cash back. Or you can redeem it for discount gift cards. And so you can actually make that cashback go even further. One of my favorite uses is with national car rental certificates. $20 of Discover cashbacks gives you a $40 car rental certificate.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, depending on how you play that, you could use up to three at a time. So, you know, you could get a $120 rental for $60 of Discover cash back.
Yeah.
That works out nicely.
Okay. So let's just say, hypothetically, someone doesn't want a toaster, right?
Right.
Or a microwave.
I guess that's possible. Yeah.
So are they selling debit gift cards that you can cash out? And is there ever a potential opportunity to double dip by buying more gift cards with gift cards?
Okay. The options, if you don't want to, you don't want to actually buy anything at Sears.
And let me note that I also don't want to resell.
You don't want to resell.
Yeah.
Right. Reselling, let me just mention, you know, reselling, especially in this environment, can be extremely lucrative because of the doubling. But if you're not interested in resell, the easiest approach is to buy the physical gift cards or reload a physical gift card and then take that gift card to Sears, look for the $200 Visa gift cards on the rack, which have a $6.95 fee, which turns out to 3.5% fee. And you use your Sears gift card to buy those Visa gift cards. So you've earned 10%, but you've just paid 3.5%. So you're still making a nice profit.
It's going to be 20%.
I'm sorry, you've earned 20% because of the doubling. So you're making a very nice profit on those.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Big caution, though, is that a lot of Sears cashiers have been taught not to allow buying gift cards with gift cards.
Okay.
So you have to find the one who's, you know, who hasn't been trained or doesn't care. What I found locally, just anecdotally, is that the staff changes pretty frequently. So, you know, there was one period of time where everyone clearly had been trained, you know, not to allow gift cards to be bought with gift cards. But, you know, 4 months later, I didn't recognize anyone working there. And I think the training hadn't happened for them yet, or maybe it's annual or who knows. But so I had no problem.
Okay.
So it's very much your mileage may vary, but
So that's an important key, though. If you can't liquidate those cards, then that's pretty annoying. But you said you can use them at other stores, at Kmart and something else. Is that right?
Right. Kmart, Land's End.
I don't know what a Land's End is.
Land's End is clothing.
Okay.
Clothing store. It's mainly
online. That would be why I don't know, I guess.
You can also, I mean, people with sort of more normal lives than you.
Okay.
You know, we'll have cars that need servicing. Most Sears centers have car servicing.
Oh, okay.
You could buy new tires. You can, there's actually a huge amount of stuff you can do between Kmart and Sears of sort of normal expenses that can be.
Yeah, and if you're double dipping, that's potentially 40% easily. Yeah. Easily 40%.
Right. And actually, if you got even at 20%, if you got stuck with Sears gift cards, they usually resell for around 85%. So you can still make a profit. So even if you sold it for only 80%, at least you haven't lost money and you've managed to increase credit card spend anyway.
And you're talking about at like Plastic Jungle or something like that, where they actually buy gift cards and you send them in.
Plastic Jungle is actually gone. They
oh, really?
Closed shop a couple years ago. But
Ago, that's how far behind I am.
Yeah. But yeah, there's plenty of resellers just like that, Cardpool and giftcards.com and Savia.
So like, just Google to resell a gift card or something like that. And
yeah, there are a couple of websites that aggregate them. There's giftcardgranny.com and there's giftcardwiki.com, I think, that will show you if you search for a particular vendor like Sears, you can see what all the both how much it'll cost to buy them secondhand and how much you can get selling them to these kind of resellers.
Hmm. Well, this is, like I said, I wouldn't have expected Discover to be the interesting, the thing getting Greg excited for the year. But yeah, that's incredible. I assume you'll be posting more on it, but definitely something to check out on Frequent Miler. I'm still waiting for you to buy frequentmiler.com because
every year I've been putting it. There's a website that lets you will alert you if it becomes available, and so they make me renew that request every year. But still, a shipping company that holds the holds the URL.
But frequentmiler.boardingarea.com. But I also go to frequentmiler.net.
.net works, or thefrequentmiler.com works as well.
Oh, really? So I didn't know that.
Take your pick.
You probably told me that.
It doesn't matter.
Do you have time for me to ask you about the Fourth Night Free city thing?
Yeah, briefly. I do need to run in just about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay, we'll wrap it up. No, that's fine. So I do want to ask you, how was your trip to London? Because the kid enjoy it is really what I mean.
Actually, yeah, my son, I've joked with Drew before that my son, it's not a joke, he doesn't like to travel, and that's that's been a sore point for me, having all these points and miles that I can travel the world with for free.
He's young, he's like 14, right?
He's 15, and he's just claims to be sick of travel, but London is a favorite of his, so he actually wanted to go to London, and we had a great time. We saw a great musical. We saw the Commitments. Went ate a lot of good food. We walked through beautiful parks, and it was a good trip.
And so he had a good time too.
Yeah, definitely.
He wants to go back.
I'm sure he'd be happy to. Although right now we just saw a girl in the Globe had a post about. Game of Thrones tours in Croatia and Iceland and different places. I can't remember all of them. And he's a Game of Thrones fan. So I could see us, following those places as a next step. We'll see.
Oh, that's cool. We'll hopefully be going to, well, we go to Croatia. I don't know if we're going to go down and try to hit all of Yugoslavia or stay in Croatia, Montenegro area, but, it won't surprise you, I'm probably not going to follow the Game of Thrones trail. I don't watch TV, so I don't know what any of that is. But anyways, but yeah, so, well, thank you for taking the time.
Sure.
I want to start doing this. I can easily put it into podcast, and so I just need to ask someone to do it. Thought I'd ask you. So thank you for taking the time. I hope to follow up on the Discover stuff. And maybe we'll do this again. I'm going to try to get Stefan too, but you know, he's hard to get a hold of, you know?
Yeah, I know. So. It's always in a different country. Just like you.
Well, I don't know. I think he visits more than me in a short period of time. So,
yeah, probably.
Anyways, well, thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.